May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Like the woman at the well, there's lots that's in this story. We've heard this story many, many a time. John writes in story form, in long story form, trying to help us to get to a point. But you see, in this story, there are many, many points. There's the conversation that happens between Jesus and the woman. Jesus talking to a Samaritan woman. First of all, a Samaritan, someone who is very, very different from him, and a woman at that. Men did not speak to women who were not their husbands or their brothers or their fathers. And they have this conversation. So we have that part of the story. Then we have this part of the story about the living well. The water and the living water. What the difference is. What nobody seems to catch on. And then we have the part of the story where the disciples want Jesus to eat because it's the middle of the day and it's time to eat and he's spending time talking. Then we have the part of the story where the woman goes back out into her community and she shares that this person is the Messiah. It is the first time that Jesus reveals himself as I am. And it's to a Samaritan and a woman. So we have all these parts of the story, and we could go even on more. There's parts about faith and about harvesting and about the generosity of God, and you just need to read the story. But like the woman at the well, we're going to talk about conversation, dialogue. You see, we've been doing this downstairs with some of the adults and older youth. We've been having conversations, learning how to have a conversation about talking our faith with people we might not always agree with. Trying to find a commonality, trying to find a way to show God's love in kindness and in care with someone who might be like that Samaritan woman who is very different than us. In the Gospel of John, when we talk about believing, we're talking about relationship. So let's talk about relationships. A conversation, a dialogue leads to relationships. It shows faith. So let's kind of see how we can do this and what we get from this text with the woman at the well. So when they gather, when the woman's at the well, she's gathering the water for the day for her family, and she's probably there by herself because many people have shunned her. Partly because, and we don't know this part of the story, what exactly was about, but she had five husbands. Now, in those days, you had to have a husband in order for anybody to talk to you. Now, those husbands could have died. They could have left her for any number of reasons, but she doesn't lie. She tells Jesus, yeah, okay, I had five husbands. So there's this woman who's at the well gathering her water for the day to take back home to her family, and this person, this Jew, comes to her, and they have a conversation. Each one of them had to risk something. Each one of them had to risk something. So the first part of a conversation is about being vulnerable together. Mutual vulnerability. Each party risks something. So So the woman and Jesus, they risk something to start this conversation. So when we have a conversation with people, we risk something. We might not risk as much with people who we know, who we care about, who are parts of our family, but even then, we risk something when we begin our conversation. But we especially risk something when we begin to have a conversation with someone who is very different than us. So mutual vulnerability. The second part that this teaches us, this story teaches us about conversation, is that questions are critical. Because they communicate curiosity, they communicate interest, and they help us to long for information. So when you're having a conversation, you risk and you ask questions. It shows you're interested. Now, some of those questions might come out of confusion, because sometimes, at least the conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman, there's some confusion that happens around, because maybe the words we're using have a different definition in your head than the person that you're having a conversation with. So in our story, living water, water, living water, you get how we might have some questioning and some confusion around that? But it shouldn't halt the conversation. We need to keep on listening and keep on asking those questions. So we have mutual vulnerability. We risk together. We question one another in a kind and careful way, and sometimes there's confusion that happens. And with that confusion, we continue to learn more about the person. Then another part, expect to be surprised. If you're really entered into the conversation, expect to be surprised. God will reveal something. We don't know what that is, but God will reveal something. So in our story, God, Jesus, reveals that I am the first time that anybody learns who Jesus really is, where he says he's the Messiah. I am. He reveals to someone who is very different. So expect to be surprised in your conversations. And expect to be changed. If you enter into a true conversation, expect to be changed. Many believed because of the woman. Conversation. Can you think of conversations in your lives, or in lives here at Grace, or in lives in the community where you have been changed, where you have grown, where you have risked a lot? You see, if we are truly going to be the followers of God, if we are truly going to be the disciples that Jesus calls us to be, if we're going to live in this world of which we are a part of, we need to have conversations. We need to open ourselves and to risk. We need to ask questions. We need to listen and to clear up those misconceptions and those confusions that happen along the way because of a word that means something to you that might mean something a little bit different to someone else. We don't just get angry and walk away. We continue to ask the questions and then expect to be surprised and expect to be changed. Because I think from this story of this woman and Jesus and living water and dustiness and Jacob, so I think this story begins to teach us how to live in a community of faith where we might not all be at the same place, but we might be able to open our hearts to learn from one another. We have to all take that to heart. Risk. Open yourselves up and risk together with the person you're having the conversation with. And share those questions and those confusions. And expect to be changed and expect to be surprised. Because I think when that happens from this story of faith, we grow deeper together in the love of God. And we're kinder and more caring to one another. So I invite you today and through Lent and as we continue to enter into a conversation. A conversation we share with God. Living water. Living water. Thanks be to God. Amen.